Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, war. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.
Hey guys, happy Friday. This is Big Talking Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. As always, I've got Rodney Daniels with me.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Hi. We've got Dara Jamont with us.
Hello, hello, hello.
Chewy May.
Hello.
And Mel Soul.
Hey.
So, Rodney, how are you doing? How was your week?
My week's been good. I'm feeling new.
You're feeling new year. You're feeling new and
yes,
fresh?
Yes, new and fresh. I got a new phone. I got a new credit card.
Ooh.
And I got a new boyfriend.
What?
Hold on, though. You have a new boyfriend every time I do this show.
Yes.
Every time.
I know. This one's going to stick, though.
He's got new dick every time.
I've got a new dick every time.
Yes. No, that's
right.
This is a new man.
This is a new man.
You open your heart.
Like, he called me today and said, so you want to make this official?
Oh!
Wait, so was it the same guy, though, the last time I was here who was hiding from his parents?
From his
family?
No.
Oops.
Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, this one has been going on for 3 or 4 months now. Like,
oh, wow.
For like a minute. Like, I'm his first guy experience ever.
Really?
Yes.
You turned him out.
Girl.
Yes.
Turned him over to the other side. Yes. Now he has a boyfriend.
Mm. Yes, Rodney he has his own boyfriend. Version of conversion therapy.
Exactly.
Love it. Just take a little bit dick at a time.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, you're off the market now.
I am. I deleted Grindr, you guys.
What?
Shut up.
That is.
Yes, that's big.
What are you, married?
Huge.
What's happening?
It's huge.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
is that where you guys met?
Yeah, no, we did not meet on Grindr. We actually worked together.
Ooh. So, getting messy.
I see all up in the, all, you
getting
know,
messy
with the coworkers.
Oh.
Oh. Yes, so.
How did it happen?
So somebody's going to know why it's taking so long for someone to come out of the bathroom.
Yeah. Exactly.
Help me with my package.
Well, we were like friends. We worked together for like a minute. And then one day he was just like, you know, like we was always kind of flirty, but he was like, you know, like we should hang out. And he came over and then nothing happened the first couple times. And then like the third time he got drunk and he was like, so what's that about you saying you're going to suck my dick?
What?
Oh. And then he whipped
that's
it
rude.
Out. And I mean, hey.
No, that's
that could have been a Me Too incident if you were not.
It was a mouth-watering incident.
Wait, but did you say you were going to suck his dick before?
I always joke about that with all the that's how I get the straight guys. I talk about like, oh yeah, I know how to deep throw. I'm the best at that.
Oh,
and then he'd be looking
damn.
Like,
did he reciprocate that night? Did he reciprocate?
No.
Ooh.
He still has not reciprocated.
What?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Right.
How are you going to be your boyfriend and your dick ain't been in his mouth? How'd that work?
Right?
This is all a process.
Has your dick been in his booty hole?
No, his dick has been in mine, though.
What?
Well, you got to be able to use his holes.
Yeah.
Listen.
It is a process.
Okay.
It's been 3 months.
I put my tongue in his butthole.
No.
Yes.
Ew.
So.
But what has he done to you, though?
Yeah.
How has he made sure that you have gotten pleasure besides using your hole?
Yeah.
I get hole from him using. I get
you
from
get
him
hole.
I get
from
pleasure
using
from
his
him
pleasure
using my hole.
Does he? Okay. Does he like touch fine. Your dick at all?
Like a little, but not really.
What's a little?
Like a little tug, but he doesn't put it in his mouth or anything.
Oh, he just uses like,
a hand job,
the like 8th grade forefinger. And
but
the,
you guys got to remember, I'm his first
third.
Guy.
But
he's
right,
never
right.
really been with a guy before.
I'm sorry, Rodney. I just want the best for you. So
yeah.
I just want to make sure that this person is treating you the way that you deserve to be treated.
Yes.
And you deserve to get some pleasure.
The full Monty.
And not just
you deserve
give
a guy to
thank
suck
you.
Your dick.
Thank you. But, exactly. But as you guys know who I am, I've gotten a lot of pleasure.
Yeah. That's
it's
true.
Not that bad for me to say. sacrifice a little bit, you know, for to have emotional pleasure.
Okay.
So do you, so he's there for you emotionally.
He is there for me. We spent 5 days together this week. Straight.
Oh wow.
Oh, that's beautiful. See?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Cuddling, watching TV, hanging out, arguing, drinking. It was great.
Okay, great. So it wasn't just 5 days of his dick in your mouth. There was more than that.
Yes.
Okay, good.
How many of the five was your his dick in your mouth? Though?
All five.
Only like one.
Really?
Oh,
one.
Yes.
Oh. Wow, Rodney.
Okay.
This is more of a like. Okay. Emotional. Really? Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
And I'd be getting crazy, like, okay, so when are you gonna fuck me? He's like, look, we're chilling. We're still getting to know each other. Like, relax.
Yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. Did he tell his family?
Listen to this.
Okay.
He FaceTimed me with his mom while we were in bed.
Oh.
But he was just like, this is my friend Rodney. Like,
oh, we're just shirtless together
in
the bed.
But we're shirtless, but we're shirtless together in the bed. Isn't his bed nice? Showing him, like,
wow.
Right, hello. Because he's 30. Nigga, you're 30.
That's his mama. His mama, no. Stop.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Talking about this, my gay friend.
Naked in the bed with me.
In a bed.
In the bed.
This is my roommate.
Yeah, my glorified roommate.
Exactly.
New York City rent is
so
crazy.
It wasn't a fool coming out the closet, but he was just like, let me put my toe out.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm happy for you.
And the people at work know, kind of, they all know. And he's just like, whatever.
Oh, you guys still work together?
We do, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever banged at work?
Yes.
We came close. He gets nervous.
Okay, got
it. What do you do again?
I'm a waiter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does it happen in the storage closet or in the pantry?
In the freezer, like talking dirty.
I cannot
after dark.
Reveal those things.
Yeah, your best bet is to say no.
The special
Never.
Sauce.
Right?
On the stove.
It's caliente.
Why is my mimosa so late? We know why.
My mimosa a little thick.
Right. It's creamy. It's creamy. Why is my mimosa creamy?
It's a little salty. It's a little salty.
That would be the margaritas are easy to
this
hide.
This tastes like tit.
I think this orange juice is old. It's a little too thick.
Oh
shit!
Yeah, so that's
all right.
Okay,
I'm filming so, 2019 so far.
Congratulations!
Yes. Thank
you.
Congrats, Rodney. So, Dara, how's your week been going?
Oh man, I think overall I've had a good week, and I think I have good feelings about 2019. Mm-hmm. I did get an unfortunate phone call though on Monday that one of my Sunday that one of my friends, old dance mentors, is in the hospital.
Oh no!
Yeah, she's on a ventilator, and she had she had a double lung transplant.
Oh god!
Like in July or June, but then she did a performance in July, and now those new lungs are shot. So,
oh shit.
Yeah, she's on a ventilator and she wants to have the plug pulled. I feel like the year has been going really great and then it's like, boo!
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, you just gotta be like ready for anything. So yeah. I'm just...
Did she like she decide to dance like when the doctors told her not to? Or
I don't know the legit... Because I didn't even know that she's been in the hospital since August. I just found out on Sunday. So I don't know like... I don't know the logistics with that. I would like to think that she was cleared by a doctor, but
before she did it.
Yeah, but I do not know.
Right.
So now,
I didn't know that you took dance. What? What kind of dance did you take?
So my mom put me in ballet when I was 3, and I hated it because they kept on telling me to tuck my butt in, and I'm like,
how do you can't do it.
I'm black. I don't know how to do that. This butt is there, you know. Yeah. Like,
it's gonna be there.
It's gonna be there. All right. So then I left that. Oh, I was doing ballet and then tap. I left that and did African and then modern and then jazz and then lyrical and then liturgical.
What's liturgical?
Modern. Like Jesus dancing.
Oh.
Ooh. Get a dance for Jesus.
Dancing for the Lord.
Because I always know it's like you're
shot in his leg.
Whenever we go out, I always know you're a really good dancer, but I didn't know that like you took dance.
Oh, yeah. I danced for about 23 years, which is weird because I'm only 25, you know?
Right? You came out the womb of dancing.
I came out the womb of dancing.
Pop.
That's right. Yeah. So I think that's why I'm always like moving. People are always talking about like I move on stage. It's because I don't know how to be on stage without moving, you know? Yeah. I can't just stand there and just, I can't do that. You're gonna get a leg. You're gonna get a drop. You're gonna get something. You know? Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So it's been a good week. It's been a good week, and I'm excited for 2019. I think good things are gonna happen this year. So
I feel you on this like moving around on stage. I can't just like stand in one spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people do it like, or like Yamanika goes and she just sits
yeah.
on a stool. I couldn't.
It feels weird.
It feels so weird to me.
Yeah. I haven't sat. And then I see people who like, they look all cool and they're like leaning on the wall. I can't do that.
I hate the leaning on the wall. I can't do it.
This one goes like right to the side. You're always like right on the side of the stage and you're just like, mm-hmm, yeah.
I lean on the mic stand.
On a mic stand like that.
That's the one thing that stand up has taught me, how to casually lean on a mic stand. So I used to move a lot on stage, but like I was like more of a pacer than anything. Uh-huh. And so then like I got a lot of I guess notes that like you need to like stay still, because like I was like a shark, like just back uh-huh. and forth, back and forth yeah. in this tank. And so now what I try to do is like as soon as I get up there and I move the mic stand, I just try to like ground myself and then just kind of like plant my, like let my energy like flow through uh-huh. my feet and then just kind of plant myself. And then like if I need to move, I'll move, but like I don't try to just move for the sake of moving, because yeah. then that will turn into a pace.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And whenever I do move on stage, it's to accentuate what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I do it with like almost like what I'm saying is a song,
right?
And I'm moving with that, it. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because yeah. otherwise it turned into nervous movement, and that's yeah. not what I want. Yeah. I want it to look like this movement is supposed to go with this punchline.
Yeah. yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because like if I'm doing yeah. an act out, that's one thing, but I feel like if I'm starting to move, it's like, oh, like I'm getting into shark territory again. Mm-hmm. I'm yeah. just back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like sometimes my feet won't move, but everything else will. You know what I mean? Like everything else, like I'm down, I'm up, I'm up. Like, yeah. And like my feet won't move like maybe more than a foot, but like.
Now, have you taken, acting classes, right?
Yeah.
Right. But I think that's like probably why I feel like I move like a purpose, because like I took acting classes where it's like, mm-hmm. don't have this nervous energy.
Yeah. yeah.
Channel that.
Use it. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I'm a failed child actress.
Yeah.
How are you failed? Nice. You grew up?
You grew up. You grew up, right? Yeah.
I just didn't get booked for much.
And I'm like, mommy, I don't want to do it anymore. Save me from rejection.
I'm from Wisconsin. I used to be like, Ma, I got this. Let's go to LA. I swear. My mom was like, I'm married with two other kids. No, I can't do it.
So, Chewy, how is your week?
It's been good so far. I went through a breakup, but it went fine. Actually, I'm pretty good. That's okay.
Were you okay with it, or was it of your own volition? Or
I maybe have expected it, maybe not have expected it, because like I did the whole like, hey, you seem to be moving fast. I have to retell you that I'm not monogamous. And then they're like, cool. And then they're like, actually, no. And then, yeah.
Are you poly?
I don't know. I'm just not monogamous right now. I don't know if like my ideal relationship is me having it open or polyamorous. I'm not really sure.
What exactly is the difference?
An open relationship is that you just fuck anybody else, but like emotionally, you're only one person. Polyamorous is that you could have multiple relationships.
So there's like an emotional attachment to many people.
Yeah, it's like loving everyone.
That's a lot of work.
What the hell is the difference?
Yeah, no.
Because like you could fuck whoever, but the emotional connection.
Yeah, like everyone has the understanding in a polyamorous relationship that this is someone that you're going to be. But there's no, and my understanding is there's not like a hierarchy or anything.
There's a hierarchy. There's like, your main. You have like a primary and then you have like other partners.
Okay.
But it's like that is too much work, but me being only with one person is scary.
But that seems like the least amount of work.
Yeah. One person.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like being with, I mean, I don't know about being with multiple women, but being with multiple men just feels like daycare.
Do you want to know? Yeah. Do you want to learn about multiple women?
Take care of that dick.
So many dicks. Just dicks flying everywhere, you know? And then everyone's so hungry at the same time. What do you mean?
God.
They're all hungry. Gobbling up the dick? So what do you mean hungry at the same time? So gobbling up penises?
No, I mean like everyone's a grilled cheese at the same time. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I don't know.
Is that what happens
with the penis sex afterwards? You smell grilled cheese?
No,
Just hungry, ain't done no work.
Just hungry.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm sandwiched between two straight
but
women.
But see, that's the whole thing. I was
they're talking right, about eating the dicks.
Your dream.
Right,
see,
right. You got a gay guy over here.
In the front.
Right.
Drew likes the vaginas. Does he? No? Oh, my, shit, sorry. Oops, sorry. I have no idea. I thought his name was Drew. I don't know. Oops. I'm fucking up everywhere.
No, you're fine.
But no, grilled cheeses after the dicks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always grilled cheeses.
I've never made food for a man after sex.
I mean, to be honest, 100%. I haven't either.
I have. Really?
Really?
Would you make it?
Did he lay it down so good that you were like, I'm going to make you tacos?
Did you make him tacos?
Oh, that's
or did you make him
that's
like
a lot of work right there.
You want tacos, Jody?
I didn't like create a meal. I already had like mac and cheese. You know how I do chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I had my mac and cheese, my candy. No,
she didn't make it for me. Like I just know how she makes.
I did make it for you once.
I didn't mean like in a sexual
sex thing.
Wait a minute. You made a full soul food, down home Southern, goddamn, you fucked me so hard, ham hock. Shit. A mac and cheese.
Chicken wings.
Green beans, cornbread.
He was laying the pipe.
Fuck.
He must have been doing a
he
fantastic
was laying
job.
The pipe. Yeah.
You saw Jesus and came back, right?
Yeah, I passed out a few times.
That's great.
Oh,
that's great.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. I'm in the middle of an awkward sandwich.
Sorry. I ate it up whole halal one time.
But that was
you what? You ate a halal?
I heated up old halal. That was like a that was good, babe.
Oh.
They made this yesterday. Here you go.
Oh. Now I feel like a dickhead. Like after sex one time, I just poured myself a bowl of Raisin Bran and then sat on the bed, ate it myself.
Damn. Wait, did you offer
did you put
her
some milk in it?
Any Raisin cereal bread? At all?
No. But she did take a bite because she asked for a bite.
Well, that's disgusting. That's I don't know why sex with someone like look
raisin
everything.
Bread.
It's just certain
sharing cereal.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Sharing soup. People would do that at my job. No. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna share this soup.
No, we're not.
The fuck you gonna share a soup?
No, we are not.
That's like sharing a toothbrush.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Oh God, that's a thing.
I will
though.
Have your dick all up in my mouth, but if you think you're gonna fucking use my toothbrush, you got another.
You
okay, yo.
Nope.
You gotta get out of this.
Nope. I will floss with your pubic hair, okay? But you are not going to use my toothbrush. Okay?
No, for real.
That is disgusting.
That's the
nasty.
Real shit right there, though.
Yo.
For
nasty
real.
Nasty ass shit.
Right, I'll lick your butthole, but I will not shit your toothbrush.
Floss pubic hair?
I'm not even licking a butthole.
Floss with
keep your butthole away from me.
So wait, do you guys, do you ladies and gentlemen mind hairy pubes? Like a lot of pubes?
I mean, are we just talking about like a well-trimmed lawn? Or are we talking like fucking Weed Whacker Nation?
Weed Whacker Nation?
No.
I would prefer not.
No.
Right.
But you
I
mean,
but if there is a big old dick in that forest, I will find it, okay?
Thank you.
I will braid that. I will plait it. I will do a little two-strand twist. And I'll knot it up in a bantu knot, and I'll get to work.
But I don't know. Right? Over here putting cornrows on
that right on up. Twirl it around.
Oh, my God.
I think our viewership increased
just now.
But I feel like there's something a little seedy when you put when they pull out the dick and they don't have no hair on it at all. It's just a hairless dick. Like, how many people are you pulling this dick out for that you have to shave that motherfucker every day?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
You want nothing?
I don't
I'm
mind.
I'm talking about a hairless nothing.
I don't mind a hairless nothing, but I'm not very into body hair at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But like,
that's why
I
did Asian.
Give me
for
a hairy
bit.
Man.
Yeah, but he was hairless.
Yeah, Asian men are hairless.
Are you still seeing the cat guy?
No, I'm not seeing Catman anymore.
Look, she's like, oh, hair everywhere, hair everywhere. Wait, let me show you something.
Uh-oh.
What's happening?
Oh!
Full flesh taco meat.
But it's not, though. It's not taco.
Okay.
Well, it's not peas and carrots. It's not. I can see the soft. I can see the softness from here. See?
You
want to
touch me?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
snap.
Oh,
shit.
Here we go.
Now he's going to get a girlfriend, too.
Oh. How is it?
Is it nice?
Is he worth making mac and cheese
for? You can lay your chest right there.
Around over there.
Oh, see. Uh-oh.
This is a gay man like me. So
lay your head on my
turn me straight
pillow.
In 2019.
It's all soft. See?
Is that, do you put coconut oil on your body?
No, not coconut oil, but, you know, Vaseline for men.
Okay.
Vaseline for men.
Intensive care. Vaseline for men, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that it came in different genders.
I will.
Yeah. I mean, that's a very good point. I don't know why there's lotion for like men and then women, and then there's like baby toothpaste. Man up,
because
baby.
You want to smell a certain way. The Vaseline for men has like a manly smell.
What's
to
a manly
it.
Smell? Like
I'm
dicks?
Not trying to smell like fucking lavender and
but
shit.
But shouldn't Vaseline just smell like Vaseline?
No, Vaseline. This is the Vaseline
but nobody
lotion.
Nobody wants to smell like Vaseline, though.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you're right because it does smell like
it smells like
diaper.
Yeah,
a little bit. It
smells a little bit like baby rash.
Right? Baby rash.
Did you going down a hairy dick and smell like baby rash?
It's like, oh.
Well, I've been using
do
aloe vera.
Do you have a rash or there's been a baby in your pants?
That's hilarious.
So now, Mel, how's your week been?
It's been good. It's been busy at my job. But the good thing is outside of my job, I've been working on a new song. So Yeah, so I'm finished with the writing of it and constructing all the harmonies. So I'm hoping to record it in March. So that's why it's been a good week for me.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
That's awesome.
I've been working on it since like 2016. It was funny because I was looking at how many takes I had done on GarageBand.
Yeah.
1,602.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Wow, you're a perfectionist.
Well, because it was sounding fucked up. And I was like, really no one hears. And it's just so funny how much time you put into it. And then you look and you're like, oh my goodness. Long been working on. But finally, you know, a couple of years.
But
late.
That's what's like a mark of a true musician. They really, oh, yes. A lot of musicians seriously. Do that.
Yeah.
Before they record a song, they listen to it the hundreds of times.
You do. You know what it is? Because I feel like if it doesn't feel right to me, I feel like it's not going to feel right to y'all either.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But you're your own critic, and you hear stuff that we don't hear.
I do.
You're like, oh, I growl right there. I did a little bit
yes,
of this.
Yes, yes.
So, okay, I got to take that out.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Put a little bit more of that.
Yeah. But otherwise, you know, I can't complain. I'm happy about 2019.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's the name of the song?
Androgyny.
Oh, okay.
It acts, it's different. So I can't wait to put it out there. Awesome. Chewy knows all about it. She's been, you know, she's my ride or die. She's always around me and knows what's going on with me.
Platonically.
Oh, but okay, now she says that, but
because she's
used to
not ready for a commitment, right?
Yeah,
right.
And she also wants everyone to know that her pussy is still available.
Exactly. But when we used to go places, when people would ask if I was your girlfriend, you used to just laugh and giggle. Now you want to clarify that I'm not.
It's like, I got a place now.
It's like, oh, wait. Mel's not
No.
Mel's not
cause she,
pussy
cause she
blocking
likes
me.
Multiple, so she doesn't say, no, that's not, but you know, could be one of them. I know how y'all do.
Yes, indeed.
Oh shit. So I went on a date this week.
Ooh, okay. Do tell.
Yeah. He's nice. I met him on Bumble.
Okay.
He's 27.
Mm. Oh.
No.
Yeah.
I could have been his mama.
Anyway,
rolling up sleeves.
Yeah.
No, but like, you know, he's cute. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Have you seen his forest down there?
No, I have not seen the forest.
She's a lady. It's only been one date.
Oh,
Chewy.
Sorry.
Hey, do not judge.
Question.
Her vagina, her rules. Okay, if she wants to fuck him on the first night, yeah, go for it.
No, he just means that he knows me.
Right.
Yeah. She actually is a lady.
Right.
That was me.
No,
that was me projecting.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
I mean, I will 100% say that I am not a lady. I am a woman, but I just don't do that. Like, I literally only had like one night stand like ever, and it was like because like my doctor thought that I had leukemia, and I'm just like, well, I'm gonna die anyway. Might as well. Like,
was it worth it? Was it nice?
It was strange. So like,
strange cancer sex.
Yeah, I had strange think I had cancer sex. So like I went to, like I after I left the bar, I'm like, so all right, here's the thing. My doctor, because like this is like the second time he thought I had leukemia, and so then he's like, this time you're not gonna be lucky. So like I just had full on breakdown in the same, like I was just like, I'm gonna die this time. So I called up all my girls. I'm like, listen, I really just need to go out. And I didn't tell any of them. And I went like full on shots. And like, I'm like, the room is spinning. I'm like fucking drunk.
Oh.
And so like this guy, I saw him early in the night. And, you know, like I already was a little bit buzzed. So like, I wasn't like seeing everything. But I was just like, you know, I took my glasses off or whatever. And I was just like, he's pretty hot. Like, he had a nice body. Like, he was wearing, like, dress pants, dress shoes, button-down shirt, clean-cut looking. Like, he had, like almost like this Don Johnson 1980s vibe happening with a shorter hair.
Okay.
And okay. He was Irish. He had the accent or whatever. And I was just like, all right. And so, like, he came over and, like, we started talking and, like, he started buying me more drinks and we were doing shots or whatever. And now it's, like, 4:00. The place is closing down.
Ooh.
And I'm supposed to be going back to my friend's place because I told her I was going to crash over there. And I was just like, yeah, I'll meet you over at the house. And then he was just like, oh, like, you want to come back to my place? And my thought process was that I would go to his place, maybe have a little fun, and then take a cab over to my friend's place because she lived like maybe 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. And so like he brought me back to his place and it was like, I thought he's, because he said he would like, he lived in a house, but it actually looked like it was like a halfway shed house that he was converting into like a studio that was like in the backyard of someone else's house. And so like the place is like kind of under construction and like he didn't have like a full tub yet. It was like, what? The tub was like in like the back of the kitchen.
Back of
and like the bathroom had a toilet and a sink, but it didn't have a tub or a shower.
This is like a halfway house that you, you bagged him in a halfway house. Like,
hold on, but like, it was in a back house and it was just the two of y'all.
Yes.
All right, I still fuck him.
And so I did, Rodney. And so I did.
That's my girl. That's my girl. You thought you had cancer. You gotta lower like, them standards, yeah. Goddammit.
It's like, bitch, you dying in 2 months. What you waiting for?
Right. You getting mad? At least he got a toilet,
exactly.
Goddammit.
You ain't taking no bath. You don't need no tub. You don't need no tub. Okay. You ain't there to take a bath.
I'm taking about a half hour. That's right? About it.
As long as he has a rag to wipe his, up him, you know, yeah. You or him off of you. Yeah, that part.
It was okay. It was okay. It wasn't the worst dick. It wasn't the best dick. I had to send him to the store to get condoms.
Oh.
And
he was
like,
trying to raw dog it.
He was trying to raw dog it. He was trying to give you
some pregnancy cancer.
Yeah, no.
Cancer.
Like, oh, like, this baby
I'm
is a baby.
Like cancer.
Glowing in the dark and shit after this chemo. Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, God. What the hell? I already feel people calling.
So, like, yeah. So, and he was just like, get there. And he was just like, we're talking. He had beer, so we're drinking more. And then he's just like, oh, you want some Coke? And I'm like, oh, no.
Cocaine?
Coke. Yeah. And I'm like, no, thank you.
How does he have money for cocaine? He doesn't have
a fucking tub.
That's
yeah.
That's why he don't have no tub.
Yeah.
He
has his own fucking cocaine.
Right. Snorted the tub. Do I fix this tub or do I get this cocaine?
Yeah.
I think we get this cocaine. We're going out tonight.
Yeah.
So then, like, we're like fooling around or whatever, and like, we're about to get into it. And then he looks like he's, and I'm like, wait a second. You're forgetting something. And then he's like, what? And I'm like, you need a condom. And he's just like, oh, I think I'm out. And I'm like, I'll wait. And so, like, then he's just like, well, are you going to leave as soon as I, like, go to the store? I'm like, no, I'll be here. And so then, ooh, like, he went to the store, he got condoms, and then we had to start all over again. And then my friends
Wait, did you go through his shit while you were over there, while he was at the store?
That's a very.
I was afraid.
Yeah, you got half a bathtub. Shit.
It's like, cause like I was saying to myself, all right, cause like I was tempted. I was tempted. I'm like, what if I open up this fridge and I see feet? Like what? Like, you know what I mean?
That's exactly why you need to open up that motherfucking fridge, cause he's gone, and there goes some feet, and you need to be using your feet.
Yeah.
To fuck out here.
But my thought, okay, and like I'm telling you right now, my valid thought, cause I thought the exact same thing, but my valid thought at that particular moment, the way that I was feeling, is that would be faster than fucking lymphoma.
Oh. She was like, well, if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go with some dick.
Right.
And he's gonna kill me.
He might kill me.
And
afterwards.
That's gonna beat chemo.
There you go.
And then I don't have to worry about shit.
Chemo, I got dick. I got and I'm dead already.
Beat you to the punch. Fuck you, cancer. Fuck you, bitch.
Who's winning now?
Fuck you. I died already. You ain't gonna be able to kill me. Fuck you, cancer.
And I got some dick in the process.
And I got dick.
And foreign dick. It's like I'm on vacation.
Right?
He's all like, for fuck's sake, lassie. Like, you know. Yeah, no, but I I had that thought. And then I'm like, my follow up thought in the drunken, like, kind of like state I was in was just like, well, if there are feet in there, at least I know this is faster than fucking lymphoma. Oh, so, like, I had the whole, and that's why I didn't look. And then he came back and we started all over again.
Right. That must have been, well, how long was he gone for? Like 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was about 10 minutes.
Agonizing 10 minutes. You're sitting there like, I want to know.
Am I going to die tonight or is he just going to beat this pussy up?
Yeah.
Which one?
Beat the pussy up for one, Alex.
So so like then he came back, we like did, my phone is blowing up, my friends are like, where the fuck are you? And then like I went and I met up with them at the diner for breakfast and I was like, oh yeah, I went back to this dude's place. So like, you didn't even tell us. So I was just like,
right.
Yeah. Like, they didn't.
Then there's a real mystery shit.
Like, the whole thing,
she thought she was going to die of cancer, then she disappeared.
Yeah.
You were just trying to be a Lifetime movie. That's right. Well, like, I'm not going to tell my friends. I'm just going to go fuck this guy. They're going to find my body. It's going
to it'll be fine.
It's going to be called Surviving Cancer.
I choose what takes me
Marissa
out, bitch.
The Melissa Smith story.
Exactly.
Not today, cancer.
Not today.
Irishman. One cancer zero.
No, but like at that time, like I didn't tell anybody, so I was just literally like in my own head, the only one that knew that this was something that I was going through, and so like I didn't tell my mom or like any family. I didn't tell any of my friends, and it was just like for about like 72 hours, I just kind of mulled on the thing, but I was just risky as fuck those whole 72 hours.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, well, like, why am I being careful? I've always been careful and I'm still having this fucking problem.
I love how you're being so risky, but you still made him go get a condom. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I love that. No, that's good. That's great.
She didn't want to die of AIDS.
No,
she
didn't want to die. Yeah. I like condoms. I'm a big fan of condoms.
Yeah.
I was going to say, God, thank you, cheers. Give it to me raw, don't give it to me at all.
Oh! Well, that's why I don't have no dick now, because I hate condoms. You know what I mean? Like, I hate them.
Really?
You can't feel nothing.
I mean,
that's what they say that you can, but like
can
when you really get
it.
Some real no, when you
lies.
Get that real
lies.
Real without the condom, you'd be like, oh,
right.
That's what that
yeah,
feel
yeah, yeah.
like.
Right.
Oh
shit! I haven't had that, so,
yeah.
like,
okay,
and not to like a comfort level, and I don't want that because I'm then I'll be fucking
everything.
Because
then you're gonna be addicted.
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
I'm gonna be addicted.
It's gonna be all in there.
So I did it once without. But ooh. I will say that it was kind of like a hot dog penis, so like it didn't really feel.
Oh
like,
yeah,
you know what
hot
I mean.
Hot dog penis,
real
skinny.
Skinny.
No,
I like to call
those Nathan.
I like to call those ET finger dicks.
Yeah. ET phone home.
Is it fucking? They usually look.
Is it a dick or a finger?
Is it a dick or finger? I don't know. I don't know.
Did you put your two fingers together, wrap them around it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The last guy I slept with, he wasn't trying to wear a condom, and I forced him to wear a condom because I was like, I mean, these are your choices. And his dick was so big that when he put the condom on, I felt bad for the condom. Like, I could just, I looked like I could hear the condom just like, help me. And I wanted to tell him to take it off so bad, but I made such
a fuss. Well, yeah, because and then it was just squeezing the fuck out of his dick.
It was, yeah.
And then he's trying to fuck you and still be comfortable at the same time.
Yeah, it wasn't fair.
All I know is every time I use them, they break.
I was just about to say that. I was just about to say that.
And I was just like, oh, no, that's just a, you know, that's not a rumor. They don't really break. Yes.
No, they do.
They do.
That means you're tight as fuck. Yeah. Make the two of us. Right. Then once they start getting up in there, be like, oh, shit. And see, that's what happens. They break and then they continue to still keep going. And I'm not paying no attention. Now it's really feeling good. Right? But that's why, because the condom broke.
Because the condom broke.
And then he tells you afterwards, like, oh, yeah, you know that. Right? And then you look down at it, and you're seeing a broken condom too. That shit just look like.
It's sad.
So it's like.
It's sad.
And literally, look, a band like this, and then like a rubber explosion around it, like a starfish with a hole in it.
Like the sun. They're trying to pull plastic out.
No, it's kind of like it looks like an asterisk. It separates on him, really,
and it stays on him.
And then it stays on him.
It stays on his dick.
It rolls all the way up to the base,
right?
Oh shit!
You know what I mean?
It just busts open. Right. It looks bust open.
Then
like,
after you're done, you're like, oh, Plan B.
Right? And he just laying there like this. Yeah, that condom broke. Did it now?
I'm not taking no damn Plan B. So we gonna have this baby or we not?
Exactly.
Oh my god!
But he knew when the condom broke. You did too, because you hear that pop. It's like, y'all know what that sounds like.
You know pop.
Right. Because you wasn't paying attention because it sounded like this. It's like, you kept going. He was like, oh, shit, that was the break. All right, this is feeling good. Oh, fuck it. That's how I'm going to keep doing.
I'll take a Plan B just in case. Like, I'm just.
I'm learning a lot about the dicks it's and like, how you guys take it.
No, it's just like, because I remember when, like, I was like, fooling around with this guy, and like, he like came on it, but like not in it. And
came
like,
on it?
Yeah, like he came on my pussy, but not like in my pussy. And I was just like, what if it dripped? I'm taking a Plan B.
Yeah, because you know, like, scientific fact, one like. A pin drop is one strong stripper, that's all you need.
That's all you need. Yeah. All you need is one winner.
You just need
one determined
swimmer.
Motherfucker who was like, I'm making it.
And then you're like, oh, fuck. And I was just like, nah.
But I
kind of
feel
not.
Like once you get past a certain age, right, do you still feel like you need to take a Plan B or it's like, fuck it.
It I'm depends about
to
on who I'm baby. Fucking.
Yo, if I found out that this fucking pussy is broken and I can't have babies, I'm going to be so mad. Okay? I'm going to be so
But that's how
mad.
It gets broken. You take multiple Plan B shit, bitch.
Well, that's why I
haven't. When you try now. Oh, well, now you want to try,
well,
bitch.
That's why I haven't taken
eight
it.
Eight Plan Bs later.
Now you want to get this baby? Before. That's why I haven't taken it because I'm so scared. Like, I fucked this Indian dude once and he was like, you gotta take the, because he fucked up and he was like, you gotta take the Plan B, I'll pay for it. And I was like, you're about to be an American dad. Look at you. Good job, you. Call your rich fucking Indian parents and tell them you're about to have a black baby. I'm not taking no fucking Plan B. Go fuck yourself, okay?
But can you just like drink it away then?
Musa's coming for dinner.
Oh, I mean, I drink enough Jameson that you know.
That's good. That's good.
He don't need to know about that. Like that. That's a plan. That's Plan C.
That's Plan C. Okay. J-Mo's Plan C.
Exactly.
No, like what's crazy though? It's like if you've ever read like the warnings on a Plan B, it says that it doesn't work well for Asian women.
What? I never tested it, so I don't know.
Like, no, yeah, it's weird because like I'm one of those like people that like has to read all the fine prints and all the warnings, and it said that it's not effective in Asian women.
Why is an Asian uterus different from anyone else's?
I guess like Asian women, since we produce a lot more, our vaginas are, I don't know, are like
Teflon done.
They're like, yeah, right? You can't get rid of this baby.
It's
like,
have it. Oh, you no, better get a Plan F because you about
you
to have a baby.
You have triplets, motherfucker.
Well, me and Plan B have been friends.
Yeah.
We have been good friends.
Yeah. Oh, do tell.
I mean, these instances where it was like the condoms break, I'm not trying to have a baby. I don't want kids. So it's like, but then after that, it kept happening. I said, okay, that's enough, because I literally had taken three Plan Bs within like I would say, a 3-month period.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was a fun few ones. Huh?
It was.
Hey, and no judgment over here.
No judgment.
You know, it don't matter.
She was getting all the dick.
You should have seen what I was doing in 2018. Glad I got a man now.
But see, now, but see, now, now you got that the Paragard IUD, the copper IUD.
Yes.
Yeah. And it has no hormone in it.
Really?
No. No hormone.
So how does it
that's the one
baby?
I always thought, though. Like, why don't more women do the IUD thing?
How does it block the baby, then?
So, the copper, it actually, the body reacts to the copper by creating, like, this mucosal fluid that blocks any of your swimmers from coming up.
Oh.
So, it's blocked. And so, you can't, nothing can go get through that. That line that
see,
the copper
I don't,
creates.
I won't do any of that stuff because, like, I'm allergic to any metal but gold. So, okay. Like,
oh, yeah,
you know,
that would fuck you up.
Yeah, because, like, even, like, silver, I turn black. Copper turns colors. Like, if I have, like, even, like stainless steel, like earrings, like, it turns black. My ears get all swollen and pussy. Like,
oh,
I can't.
Oh, no, you can't do this.
I can't do it. Mm-mm. So, like, that's why I don't do any of that stuff.
Swollen and pussy.
Swollen green pussy.
She said copper turns and colors. Purple pussy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then smelling all rusty. That would be awful.
Oh, smelling rusty the pussy.
Just smelling like you got your period all the time. Who's washing pennies? Who's washing the pennies?
And the dudes be like, am I stroking out? I think I'm stroking out. I smell copper. Why do I smell copper?
Oh, am God. I having a stroke?
Wait, you meet the one that had an allergy too? Then again, you have oh, God. No, my dick is turning
now
green.
Now my dick is green. And his dick swells. And then we're trying to get into the emergency room. And who's driving who?
Right.
Can we fit on a gurney?
Seriously.
This is why I won't the fuck Uber any guy ride. That has a dick ring. Because, like, I'm always, I have the worst
dick
kind
ring?
Of. Yeah, like a penis piercing?
Yeah, a penis piercing.
A Prince Albert.
Yeah,
well,
because...
there's different ones. There's the Prince Albert.
And is the top.
The,
is the,
that's the one that goes through the head of the dick.
And then there's the barbell.
There's the barbell that goes
the
through the dick, through the shaft of the dick.
And then there's the barbell
there's
that goes down.
There's a frenum. That's the one that goes, like, right under the head. And you can do multiple. They can make it, like, a stairwell, like a ladder.
Do you like that?
Wait.
I thought about doing it myself.
But do you, like...
No, have you ever had it at your butt?
Yeah.
Have you had it in your mouth?
Yes.
Well, I've had it in my mouth, but I've never had it, like, inside because I'm afraid that, like, that's my luck that it's going to get stuck.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That
one, he wore a condom, though, because I was like, I don't know about exactly. I was like, wait, we're going to put that in my butt, but then.
Could you imagine?
What if it gets off?
What if it rips?
What if it rips? What if you rip in there?
Yeah.
And it's just, there's too many factors.
Now, like, what if the pierced dick dude fucked a dude booty hole and the booty hole isn't fully clean? And then you got doo-doo, not on the dick, but in the piercing hole.
That's unfortunate.
But yeah. now you got shit on your dick.
You got shit in your dick.
Well, that's how you get gonorrhea.
You got a shitty dick.
What?
That's how you get gonorrhea. Like, a lot of it comes from, like, fecal matter.
Really?
Yeah.
Gonorrhea, really? It comes from fecal matter?
A lot of the times. Like if somebody were fucking you in the butt and then they start fucking your coochie,
you can get gonorrhea. First of all, ooh. I'm going to need to make this PSA right now. Gentlemen. And ladies, too. I'll make it for people who just don't know, okay? There is no A to P, okay? There's just P to A, okay?
Right.
Do not touch me in my frontal and then my backtal and then go back to the frontal, okay?
Yeah.
You got to pick succession, okay? You gotta, this has got to go in order, all right? Make your choices.
Front
or
to back.
Go back.
But
front
no,
to back.
But he could
front
stop,
to back.
Wash his dick off completely, then go back to the front, right?
Who's doing that?
Who's doing that?
Yeah, exactly.
If I have to fight with dudes to put on a condom, they're definitely not stopping to wash their dick.
I'm used to gay sex. There's a lot of like, oh, we might have to stop and clean this shit.
Okay.
It happens.
Sorry. Happens.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay, but that's
I've
like a good understanding.
I've gotten shot on quite a few times.
Yeah. But even not with just the dick, sometimes with their hands, they just get so handsy. And it's like, wait. I do not want to have to deal with, like, a yeast infection because
you
wanted to just play with my holes, all my holes at once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
That's so true.
Right?
They get whole ADD.
Right. Yeah. They're just like, I don't know which one.
It's
I'm
like, oh, there's so many holes.
No.
No, that's a thing, though, for real.
I had a guy want to stick it up my nose one time.
What? Wait, stick what up stick
your his nose? His finger. Why he's fucking me? He's like, one like this.
Why?
What?
Why?
That doesn't do shit.
Why?
Yo, what are you doing?
Up your nose?
Yes.
Wait, did he fish for something and then put it in his own mouth?
Guy.
Oh.
I don't know. He was a book reader. He was behind me. So you already you already in a hole. You put it up here.
Did he grab your face?
Maybe he did grab your face.
Fingers in the mouth too. You like? I don't like that either. Don't put your finger in the mouth.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. I'm not.
You want to lick this?
It depends on if you were in the A or the P. You know what I mean? If you were in the A, please definitely don't pee.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah. I will suck your dick, but I will think about where the fuck your fingers were before you put them in my
word.
Mouth. No matter.
Yes.
I've already sucked your dick, but I'm still thinking about, like, what the fuck did you touch before you put your fingers?
What did you touch?
Right.
It's like when my ex-boyfriend wanted to, like, suck my toes, and I'm like, I just walked back from the bathroom. Like, this is gross. And then you're going to want to kiss me after this? Good night. We're not doing this. No, no. No, sir.
Yeah, that's the business.
You got to think about where the dick is compared to, like, where your hands are. Your hands are all here all day, every day, touching every fucking thing and germs everywhere. Your dick is very comfortably in your pants.
That's true.
It's very true.
But, like, that's another problem that I have with the eating the booty like groceries is that then they're going to want to kiss you.
Exactly.
It's like, what if
I've been with a oh sorry
no you go. No Joey, you go
yeah you go
because I've been with a chick one time and we were in the shower and I made sure I was scrubbing her booty hole and then we were in the bed and I was like okay and then I ate her booty hole because I just want to see how it was like and is it nice she enjoyed it I enjoyed it and then I'm like all right and then she was like no don't kiss me I was like but I scrubbed it. I scrubbed your booty hole.
Yeah, but like your tongue was probably like inside the part you didn't scrub.
I made sure I did like the whole, I did like this, I did like that, and then with the other hand. Because
your tongue can only get so far up in there.
I think but like it didn't go like in the booty hole.
She didn't clean it. She doesn't know how well you cleaned it.
But she should have felt it. She should have felt like.
I mean, that's true.
I don't know. I still do it.
Fuck it.
You did that.
I'll eat your booty hole when they kiss you afterwards. You can eat my booty hole and kiss me afterwards. I'm fine with that.
But you clean your booty hole.
But you can't stick your finger in my mouth though. Not having it.
What were you saying before?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
No, you were talking about booty holes and kissing.
Oh, I mean.
Okay. They don't have to scrub it down first?
You always have to take a shower. You are not gonna come in my face with musty nuts and ass. Yes.
Let me tell you, I had this guy that requested that.
No.
Musty nuts?
Musty nuts?
He asked me, when's the last time I took a shower? When's the last time I took a shit? Yeah. And, like, I do that normally on a regular basis. They're like, oh, this, and this. And so then we hooked up, and I tried to hook up with him again, and he was like, well, it wasn't dirty enough for me. Like, I could tell
it
you
wasn't dirty
gross.
What did he want, like, shit, the dingleberries and shit? What did he want on your butthole?
Maybe, because that's what he got the next time.
But, like, aren't you worried that he's fucking all these dirty ass men?
See, I didn't fuck him. That was literally you just coming to eat my ass and you're leaving.
Oh, okay. There you go. Aren't you worried that his tongue has been licking all these dirty ass buttholes?
Did you make out with him?
No, but he's putting this dirty tongue in his butthole. I'm like, you can't be putting your dirty ass tongue in my clean butthole.
Oh, he's got a beard, too.
That probably felt real good.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that probably felt real good.
That's why I was like, hey, you gotta come back. I will wait to take a shit just because the way that fucking tongue and that beard felt in my butthole.
Like, I don't have nuts, but I could only imagine what a beard would feel like on the back of my nuts.
Yo, my toes are curling right now just remembering that shit. It's amazing. Because y'all don't have nuts.
No.
They're so fucking sensitive.
Yeah.
So sensitive.
Yeah.
And women forget about that, lick those nuts.
Oh, no, okay? I don't forget about the nuts.
Okay, because they are very, very, it's amazing.
I only remember the nuts if I like him.
What?
Like him, then if it's like a functional blowjob, then like, or like a...
functional.
Yeah, like functional is just kind of like I'm just reciprocating because I feel like I'm being polite, but I'm not doing this because I'm into it. Like if I'm like, oh yeah, I'm sucking this dick, then I remember the nuts. But if it's just like,
how often are you saying, oh yeah, I'm sucking this dick?
It depends on the guy.
Okay.
Like
she's a finance sexual.
I hate giving lackluster head, but I understand what you're talking about. Because sometimes you're just not. It's just you're just returning.
They don't
favor.
Know it's lackluster.
No. Yeah, they're fine. But
I know my heart is not into this blowjob.
Yes,
but I know when the heart is into the blowjob. Oh so,
yeah.
Ooh, nigga, you better watch out.
I'm gonna make the fucking toes curl, and I might make a tear. Just one.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yes. Yes. It's like you don't stop until they start twitching. Like,
yes. Yeah.
That's
how you
when my
know.
Heart is in the blowjob. Yes. When my heart's not in the blowjob, they're still coming, but it's just like I didn't even try
if
to
my heart isn't in the blowjob, you're not going to come from me giving you head anyway. That is just an appetizer in order to get to the other shit. You ain't coming from head. Fuck you. Unless that's all you're going to do.
Because that's work right there.
Yeah.
Unless he's weak.
No, sometimes it's the least amount of work.
But why would I want to give you head and then you come and then I got to bank on your dick getting hard again? Nah, B.
Well,
no.
So
I can't trust your dick. Fuck that.
Is that the name of your next album?
You gonna fuck me while it's hard. There's no coming. And then maybe it comes.
What?
The fuck out of here.
Thanks.
Fuck me while that shit's hard.
See, okay. Now that's a whole.
Yeah,
For me, at least now that I got a man, it's different.
But I will tell you though that like I've had an experience where like this was like our first time like really fooling around, and I didn't even get to the sucking part. I just got one lick in, like nuts to tip, and
it exploded.
Yeah, and I was just like, oh, okay, so I
should jerk off more.
Blow this guy.
Did he get back up?
He did.
Oh, nice.
He did.
Okay.
He was like, now he had like this like weird thing that like. He would come and stay hard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a unicorn, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not a unicorn. Because they're out there. That's
they
a
are out there.
They're out there.
And it's a beautiful thing.
It's
like, what
so
is
happening?
Yeah. Yeah. The staying hard dicks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be part of the conversation still.
Sorry. Oh, I feel like we had a... Damn, we went raw.
Sucking the dick and then it...
Nuts and like the dick still being hard.
Goes up.
But you know what? When they're under 25, a lot of times, the average...
He was 29.
Oh. Some staying power.
Yeah. But like that was like his like one thing that I was just like, okay, like I can hang out with this for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, what are the challenges that you go through? Because like... You know,
we all got one thing in common.
Is this your version of lackluster head? Just asking a lesbian. So eating coochie. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah,
what's
your version of lackluster coochie?
I don't really. If I'm not into it, I won't eat it.
So what do you do?
Yeah. I just pull out like vibrator. Like, all right, this is going on your coochie, and I'm gonna watch you come, and then I'm gonna go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's so selfless.
But right. Because, like, I can only imagine what happened for you to not be into it all of a sudden.
She didn't like shaving at all.
Oh.
And I was sober, and like I was doing like a sober month, and I'm like, oh, I guess I was drunk and eating this hairy cooch. I was cool at playing it off. I like to watch you touch yourself and play with yourself, and then that's how I got away with not eating her cooch.
That was smooth.
Do you use the dental dam?
No.
Okay. I didn't know. I don't know if anyone uses that anymore.
But that's a whole nother PSA moment.
Like, do you give head with
right,
a condom
exactly.
on?
No. Who does See? Oral sex with condoms?
I don't know why dental dam exists. I don't know.
Because who's doing that?
It.
You suck dick with a condom on?
No.
Even like a banana flavored one. I don't wanna fucking taste bananas. I wanna taste dick.
I had sex with a mint condom once, and let me just tell you, PSA, that's not a good idea. Okay.
Was it all tingly?
Did your mouth feel fresh?
It burned. It gave me a yeast infection. It was bad.
Oh.
It, do not do it. Do not do it, people. Learn from my mistakes. States.
Damn.
Yeah, no, don't, no, mm. no, no. And I don't understand why the flavor condoms exist, because no one sucks dick with a condom on. No. So, like, why do we have these flavored condoms?
I had a guy come over and I refused. He wanted to, he was like, here, I like to have a condom on. Like, what? Like, and I was like, what?
You want? I'm scared.
I was like, you should have told me that before you came over here. Did you like to get head with a condom? Because you would have got blocked.
Yeah. Oh. I'm scared of sucking it off and it's going into my throat and then now I'm dying because I tried to suck dick safely. and now I can't get this condom out of my throat.
And what you gonna
and
do?
That's the end.
Because you clearly don't know about safety. I'm over here sucking your dick with a condom.
I can't do anything. That's just how I'm gonna die, and that's gonna be the headline: girl dies while sucking dick with condom on.
And then your mama's gonna like.
Thank God my mom's dead, so she won't read it. But my father will be very disappointed. You sucking dick with a condom on? I taught you better than that. No, I'm just kidding.
I would do it just to my dad's strokes. So we need to take a quick break. But you guys, you're all coming back in the next segment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to be right back, you guys. This is Big Talkin' Brewskies.